Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people and we live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for another opportunity and the privilege to share with you the living word of God. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and all your demonic angels and render all your powers null and void, and you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask, Father, and covenant with you in the name of Jesus Christ, the anointed one, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, praise God. If you have your Bibles, please open them to the book of Luke, chapter 10. Again, that's Luke, chapter 10. And we're going to continue our teaching on the authority of the believer. The authority of the believer. Suffice to what you might believe, we as believers have been given authority through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, the translators of the King James Version has translated many words, but not for the Greek words for power and authority. And so we're going to look at those words today as we teach on the power, the authority of the believer. Now, Luke 10, verse 17, Jesus is speaking, and I'm going to be reading this particular scripture from the New Testament of Modern Speech by Richard Francis Wayman. And it says, I have given you power to tread serpents and scorpions underfoot and to trample on all the powers of the enemy. And in no case shall anything do you harm. Amen. Now, the word power in this particular verse is mentioned twice, with two different words are found in the original Greek. Now, what Jesus actually was saying was, I have given you authority authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Now, the serpents and scorpions mentioned here, Jesus is referring to the power of the devil, demons, evil spirits, and all their cohorts. As believers, we need to realize we got authority over them. Amen. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you believe the church today should have less or need less authority than the church of the Lord Jesus Christ had in the first century? It would be foolish to think so, because our enemy, Satan, is the same. The benefit of our authority rests on the power that is behind that authority. God himself is the power behind our authority. The devil and his forces are obligated to recognize our authority. Amen. Once the believer completely understands that God's power is backing him or her, they can exercise that authority and face their enemy without fear. Now, the question might be asked, well, what is authority? Well, authority is simply delegated power. Delegated power. Now, we as Christians or believers, we must understand faith's role in authority. So please go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Again, that's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 7. And it says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." Let me repeat that. "For we walk by faith, not by sight." And what this scripture is telling us is that we should walk by faith and not by sight. And sight in this instance means those things that are perceived by our senses. See, if we have been so delegated or conditioned to go by the things that we see, the things that we smell, the things that we can taste, hear, and feel, those are our feelings, and we have been conditioned to go by the things that we see. So, but the scripture tells us that we should walk by faith, not by sight. Faith lay hold of God's promises and counts them as true. Only faith can measure eternal things. One day, God will replace our faith with sight. Faith is involved in exercising spiritual authority. There will be times when evil spirits will not come out when you speak the word of faith. But don't get disturbed or discouraged about it, because that's going to happen. There's going to be times when evil spirits will not come out. You have to base your faith on what the word says. See, some people's faith is not based on the Bible. However, it is based on manifestations. And manifestations are simply that to make clear, revealing, and uncovering. They operate outside faith in the sense realm. They operate outside faith in the sense realm. If you get certain manifestations, they think the devil's gone. But he isn't gone just because you get a manifestation. He's still there, and you need to know that and exercise your authority. Amen. When circumstances don't change immediately, don't become disappointed and backslid down into the flesh. Do not start talking unbelief and defeat. Don't give the devil dominion over you. There was a great evangelist in the 20th century. His name was Smith Wigglesworth. And he often said this, "I am not moved by what I see. I am not moved by what I feel. I am moved only by what I believe." Amen. Because all things are possible to him that believe. Amen. And we need to follow his example. We should not be moved by what we see, because what we see, things are temporary. and we should not be moved by what I feel. We should be only moved by what we believe. Amen. You must stand your ground. But we must also learn how to exercise our authority. The entrance to exercising your authority evolves upon two points, which Paul the Apostle prayed for the Ephesians. He prayed for this in the book of Ephesians. If we go to chapter 1, verse 20, we won't read the whole one. We just read specifically the context that we want, because these are the entrances to exercise your authority, because it involves around two points. Number one, it says, verse 20, and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. So Jesus was seated at our Lord and Savior, God's right hand in the heavenly places. And number two, Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 6. And it says, and raised us up together. So Jesus was seated at the right hand of the Father, and he raised us up together with him. Amen. Now you should meditate on these two prayers. Learn to pray them for yourself. That's Ephesians chapter 1 and Ephesians chapter 2. Feed on their truths until they become a part of your inner knowledge of existence. They will dominate your life, but don't try to accept them mentally. You have to get the revelation of them in your spirit. I want you to notice that you also are seated at the right hand of the Father with Christ, far above all the powers in Satan's realm, because God has raised us up together with him. Amen. We are raised up together with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In God's mind, we were raised with Christ. When Christ was raised, we were raised. When Christ sat down, we sat down too. That's where we are now. Positionally speaking, we're seated at the right hand of the Father with Christ. All the authority that was given to Christ belongs to us through him, and we may exercise it. We help him by carrying out his work on the earth. One of the areas of his work we are to do is to conquer the devil. Christ's work cannot be done on earth without us. Some may argue, well, he can get along without us, but we need him. Well, no, that's not necessarily the case. He can't get along without us, or he can't get along without you any more than you can get along without him. The truth is that Christ is the head and we are the body. Amen. Christ is the head and we are the body. If you are the body and your body said, I can get along without your head, I don't need your head. Well, I don't think that's necessarily the case. Your body cannot get along without your head. And what if your head said, well, I can get along without my body. I don't need my body. I can get along without my hands and feet. No, you can't do that. So likewise, Christ cannot get along without us, because the work of Christ and God is carried out through the body of Christ. The work of Christ and God is carried out through the body of Christ. And we are the body. We are Christ's body here on earth today. His work will never get done apart from us, and we will never get along without him. Amen. Remember, in James chapter 1, I think it's 22, it says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. So we have to be doers of the word of God in order to carry God's assignment that he's given us here on earth. Amen. Because we are his body. Should Christians deal with the devil? Should we interact with the devil in any way? Not one single time in the New Testament is the church ever told to pray that God the Father or Jesus would do anything against the devil. You would be wasting your time doing so. The believer is told to do something about the devil because we have the authority to do it. The church is not to pray to God the Father about the devil. The church is to exercise the authority that belongs to it. We have authority that has been bestowed upon us by our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to exercise that authority because it belongs to us. Now let's look at some of that authority in the Word. Amen? So please go with me to the book of Matthew chapter 28. Again, that's Matthew chapter 28. And we're going to go to verse number 18. See, when Jesus rose from the dead, he said in verse 18, he says, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." Now, I want you to look at something here. It says, "All authority." So I always ask the question, what is left out of all? You're absolutely correct. Nothing is left out of all. So that means we have all the authority. Amen. But Jesus immediately delegated his authority on earth to the church. And who's the church? We are the believers. Because he can only work through the church. Because he is the head of the church. Amen. And Jesus' work can only be accomplished through us, the church, who are here on earth to do his work. Amen. And so we have to understand that that authority that has been given to us. See, there's some churches that don't teach on this. They don't teach on prosperity. They don't teach on divine health. They don't teach on the Holy Spirit. And these things that we need to know, these are basic principles of the teachings of our Lord and Savior that we need to know and understand. And see, when we understand something completely, well, the way God sees it is the way we should see it. The way God says it is the way we should see it. And the way God does it is the way we should do it. And the results God gets are the results we should get simply because we understand. Amen? Now, please go with me to Mark chapter 16. We're going to look at another some of the authority in the Word. Mark 16, and let's look at verses 15 through 18. And again, this is Jesus speaking, and it says, "And he," Jesus, "said to them, go into all the world." Now let's stop there. There's that word "all" again. He's just not saying go into Compton, go into Kansas City, go into Missouri, go into St. Louis. He says go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who do not believe will be condemned. It says, and these signs will follow those who believe. Now, wait a minute. Let's stop for a minute. It says, and these signs will follow those who believe. So that lets me know these signs will not follow those who don't believe. Amen. It says, and these signs will follow those who believe. It says, in my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues or languages. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. And that word recover means progressively. They will recover. Now, sometimes that recover can be instantaneously. But it says they will recover. So that's progressively. Amen. But it, It's also, we got to understand, it's he wants us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. He says, but these signs will only follow those who believe. So do you believe? Because the scripture tells us all things are possible to him that believe. All things. So that's nothing left out of all. And we as Christians, we as followers of Christ, we have to understand that. And remember what I told you about understanding. Because the way God sees it is the way we see it. Hallelujah. And so we have to understand. Notice the first sign that Jesus mentioned as following those who believe in verse number 17 of Mark 16. It did not say not any preacher or any evangelist, but it said, but believer. It is that they cast out demons. So he didn't just say a preacher or evangelist or an apostle or prophet would do it. He says the believer. He says, and these signs will follow those who believe, not the preacher. So you have to, first of all, believe it and then act on it by faith. Amen. That means that in Jesus' name, hallelujah, the believer will exercise authority over the devil because Jesus has delegated his authority over the devil to the church. And we are the church here on earth. And so we are commanded to do God's assignment here. Amen. Remember, Colossians chapter 1, verse number 13. It says this. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of his dear son, the son of his love. So wait a minute one second. Let's look at this. He says, he has delivered us from. That means where we used to be from, we're not longer there anymore. So we used to be in darkness, but we're no longer there anymore because he has delivered us from there. Amen. It says he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of his dear son, the son of his love. We are in the kingdom, family, and we have to understand him. Again, the word power is the Greek word for authority in this scripture. Amen. So that verse should read or could read like this. The Father has delivered us from the authority of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of his dear son. God has already delivered us from the authority of darkness. Amen. We're no longer in the darkness. We are in the light. Thank you, Jesus. Therefore, we have the right to speak to darkness. That is Satan and his kingdom, and tell them what to do. Yes, we have the authority to do that. Understanding how to exercise authority over others and demons and all their angels is very important. Believers have authority over the devil. We can break the power of the devil if he raises his head anywhere in our own lives or the lives of our immediate family or our loved ones. We have that authority. They are free from the enemy, Satan, because they have the right to exercise their authority over him. Amen. Now, that doesn't mean, however, that they should go down the street casting the devil out of everyone they meet. It primarily means that they will exercise authority over the devil in their own lives. You just don't want to walk down the street and start casting out devils. You don't want to do that. Amen. But you do have the authority to exercise your authority over the devil in your own personal life. You have to understand and realize that you have authority over your own household that you don't have in other households. So you have authority in your own household, but there's some authority that you do not have in other households. Spiritual authority is much like natural authority. For example, You do not have authority over your money. You can't tell me what to do with my money unless I give you permission to do so. You don't have authority over my children if I had children. You can make the devil abstain in some of his attacks in somebody else's life, but you can't always cast him out. Now, let me repeat that. You can make the devil abstain in some of his attacks in somebody else's life, but you can't always cast him out because you don't have the authority in that household. Amen. Now, please go with me to the book of James, chapter 4, verse number 7. It says, therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. The understanding subject in this verse is you. And you know what? I have to submit to the time because we're just about out of time. But please join us next week where we will continue our teaching on the authority of the believers. But until then, please remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Simply says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. God bless you. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.